Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, sir.
Merci, le
My thanks to the Secretariat. Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I should now like to submit to you the provisional agenda of our second preparatory meeting, available under CCM/Conf/2020/PM.2/1. As you can see, items 1 to 4 on the agenda are procedural and seek to establish an organisational framework for this preparatory meeting as well as for the second review conference. From item 5 onwards, we'll begin substantive discussion and we'll proceed to an exchange of views on the documents for the review conference. To that end, I should like to draw your attention to the working documents WP 1 to 8, which are all available on the UNODA website, and they include the review document of the state and functioning of the convention from 2016 to 2020, the Lausanne Action Plan, the Lausanne Political Declaration, the machinery underpinning the convention, universalisation and financial issues, as well as elements relating to universalisation of the convention, as I say. Under item 6 of the agenda, we will consider the financial status of the convention, and item 7 covers updates on logistical and administrative matters. Item 8 takes us through other matters which are pending. Lastly, item 9 will see us adopt consideration and adoption of a procedural report of the second preparatory meeting. May I take it that the provisional agenda for the second preparatory meeting, CCM/Conf/2020/PM.2/1, can be adopted? It is so decided. Thank you. Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, turning now to the rules of procedure, you will recall that at all of the convention's meetings, at the first, the rules of procedure were adopted in Vientiane in 2010. I suggest that the same rules of procedure apply to this meeting. This document is not available in paper form for financial reasons. The link to the rules of procedure is available on the UNODA website in all official languages. May I take it that the meeting stands ready to confirm that this rules of procedure will be used during today's meeting? It is so decided. Thank you. I'd now like to draw your attention to a procedural issue which we must address. Article 1.3 of the rules of procedure stipulate, and I quote, that other relevant international organisations or institutions, regional organisations and relevant non-governmental organisations may attend the meeting of states parties as observers. Such organisations will submit a request in that regard to the President designate, who may issue an invitation on a provisional basis, taking into consideration criteria such as whether the proposed observer is a non-profit entity and whether its purpose and activities are consistent with the object and purpose of the convention. The participation of these organisations is subject to the final approval of the meeting of states parties, end of quote. In line with this article, you'll see on the screen a list of organisations which have expressed their interest in participating in this meeting. Should there be no objection to the participation of these organisations, they shall participate in our meeting with observer status in line with Article 1.3 of the meeting's rules of procedure. I see no objection. It is so decided. Thank you. Let's turn now to item 4 of the agenda. Given the delicate situation that we're currently in, this requires that some of the certain aspects of the review conference are not yet clarified, particularly its length, and to avoid our wasting resources by translating a document that will need to be updated just before the review conference, the Presidency has decided not to submit to you at this stage the provisional programme of work. This will be sent just a few weeks before the review conference. Let me turn now to item 5 of the agenda, namely the exchange of views on the preparation of documents for the second review conference. I should like to draw your attention to the documents submitted by the Presidency, which are available, as I said previously, on the UNODA website. Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, today we have a very packed agenda. I do truly hope that we will manage to make the most of the 6 hours that we have before us to make progress on the substance. We will need to be disciplined in our statements, and so I call for your understanding and support. I should like to begin by item 5A of the agenda, namely the review of the operation and status of the Convention 2016 to 2020. These are documents CCM/CONF/2020/PM.2/WP.1, 2 and 3. Here we're talking about the documents covering developments over the last 5 years that we addressed during the first preparatory meeting, which has now been broken down into 3 parts to respond to the UN requirements. The document has been amended in light of comments received during the first preparatory meeting and in writing, and is now available in the 6 official languages. I am going from the based on the principle that the document is now almost ripe, it's almost ready, but if you do have comments on it, please do make them succinctly. I now give the floor to, the floor is now open for delegations which wish to take the floor under the review of the Convention 2016 to 2020. The floor is open.
Je vois sur ma liste.
On my list, I see the Philippines. Is that correct?